I hope this tape works all right. I've got, I had it set on my stereo and I run the other side, and until about halfway through, if there's something wrong with it, if you can get it on a stereo, it'll probably play all right. But now I've got it on one track, so maybe it plays all right back on mine, so maybe it's going to work all right this time. I'm glad that you found out how to operate this tape on that tape recorder or on that dictaphone that I've got in there. You probably don't get a very clear sound like I get out of my big iKai, but it sounds when I play it back just like I'm talking directly to you, and it's a real pleasure to sit here and cut these tapes because there's no problem at all with it. I didn't get any mail today. A lot of mail came in too. I guess perhaps starting back to work, it's about, let's see, this is the 14th. It's a week, that's right. You started back to work, so you laid off writing from the 7th, 8th, 9th. No, I got a letter dated the 8th. 9th, 10th, the weekend you had to work. You probably got a couple letters on the way coming out here now to me. But as the time gets a little shorter, I'm looking forward to the departure date instead of more anxious than I am looking for the incoming mail. But I'm still looking for mail, so I hope you don't, you better keep writing to me until you find out that I've got my orders, got my booking. Sometimes if they don't get the request in on time, they might miss a booking for a week or maybe a month or something. Anyway, I called Da Nang the other day, and they said they had forwarded my request on to Saigon, so I shouldn't miss this booking on the 9th of February. Anyway, I better not, eh, kid? What did old Lukey think about that Schofield farm? He said he was going to look her over. $50,000 is a lot. I think that's what Kelly told Maud she ought to get out of it when she sold it. And I had talked her down considerable. She wanted 45, and I think she took 42.5, which was a pretty good thing to pay, because the fella had to come up, John had to come up with $9,000 down, which was quite a bit of money. And I imagine that if we would have to come up with about with $10,000 down at least, and I don't know how we're going to get that kind of money, but unless we sold, if we sold, had the house sold, if it looks like we might get in on it, when I come back, we'll see about selling some properties to see if we can't swing the deal. If we could sell that old terraces over there, that'd be just a good down payment. Then we wouldn't have any trouble. We could make enough money off the place to meet the monthly payments. But $50,000 is about what that's worth now. I know that if somebody wanted to make money off of it, he could pretty easily do it if he had that acreage and wanted to divide it up and sell it. But I'm thinking more of a permanent place to anchor, and a place where you got lots of room and that you'd enjoy living in, and just kind of living in the country where you've got outside, where you can raise them old horses and raise a few eggs, chickens with the eggs, and just have a nice home. And that's a real good place. I don't know any better in the locality, in our old hometown. But when Lou looks her over and decides if Erwin hasn't already got it sold, a lot of people will want that place, and I don't think he'll have any trouble selling it. But he might have trouble getting the down money on it if he wants to clear all his debts up. That's another thing that's going to be the problem. I think Maude would probably enjoy a new owner where she wouldn't have to worry about a lot of things that I know she's worried about on the present owner. I sure hope old Ruthie's feeling better. She just seems like she takes too much chance by like going back to work too soon. I don't think she's quite ready for it, but I guess she knows what she's doing. Anyway, tell her that I sure wish you get well quickly, and don't forget to tell her that I'm coming back to get that dinner, and I don't want her stove up so that I can't take her out and rush her around a little in this cold weather. The cards you got for Christmas were all enjoyed very much. I sat here for an hour and a half going over them. Of course, there's too many of them, and I hope you didn't intend for me to save them, because they all went the way of all old letters except yours. And maybe the maid has got them and cut out some of the pretty pictures. What did you think of those cards my people gave to me? All of them want me to have many babies in the coming year. They can't understand how I could have been married for 28 years and never had any kids. And I had to tell them that when you slapped me on our first date, I hadn't touched you since. But of course, they don't understand that kind of a joke. And I'm not about to try and get it across to them. I think I told you about my conference at Way that I've got to attend on the 19th, and try and take some pictures down there, see if I can. They say that's the most beautiful town in Vietnam, and I'll see if I can get a record of it the one day I'm there attending a conference and try to see the sights too. Well, the tape's getting short. Now I guess I better get personal. If you got any friends, you better run them out and tell them that this is only for you and I and man and wife, and we need a little privacy, right? I sure love you, honey, and I miss you, and I'm very anxious to get you so I can hold you in my arms. And as I keep saying, don't get too skinny now, because I don't want to have a sick, skinny woman on my hands when I've got a nice, comfortable, ornery woman with lots of life, as I last remember. But I do miss you, and I miss that little old dog for some reason or other. I know she'll remember me. I don't want to be like Stub, but here I go. Goodbye, honey. Good luck.